Good afternoon, all of you.
Good
afternoon. And I'm Mohsin Munali, and I'm from Nepal. And my professional background is I'm a civil engineer, and I completed my master's degree in engineering management. And recently, I'm working with SwissPet to construct the 12 bridges in Nepal. I saw the pictures in my presentation also. There is a small network of women engineers in Nepal called Wise Nepal. So I also voluntarily engage in Wise Nepal as a treasurer. This is the pictures of the in the Nepal while crossing the rivers. So crossing the rivers. So we are mainly help to the rural peoples or rural areas to make the trail bridges to cross the rivers safely. You see the trail bridges. Before the trail bridges, the person hanging over the rope and cross the river with the animals. After the trail bridges, the people easily cross the roads. This is other pictures to have a trail bridges in Nepal. And in Nepal, we have now 6,000 plus trail bridges are constructed. We helped to construct 6,000 plus bridges in Nepal. And we also celebrated with the government, Swiss government and the government of Nepal to make 6,000 plus trail bridges.
Who is financing that?
Yeah, Swiss government, Swiss agency.
Swiss?
Yeah. That is my work to construct the trail bridges in the Nepal, and I saw that in the pictures. And now I'm going to my presentation, and my presentation outline is about the status of women education and women engineers in Nepal, and the WISE Nepal, which stands for the Women in Science and Engineering in Nepal, and the result, which is carried out by the WISE Nepal, which helped to Korean WISE and the INVEST. And you know, and you all aware about the earthquake, which is gone in last 2015 April in Nepal, then the post-earthquake scenario and the status of women engineer in Nepal after the earthquake. And the policy and practice which is used by the government of Nepal and the private agencies and other non-governmental agencies in Nepal to the status. And finally, I will conclude my presentation with the way forwards. This slide shows the status of women education in Nepal. In overall, the literacy rate of Nepal is only 66%. And the data shows in the left-hand side that the only 66% is the literacy rate, overall literacy rate of Nepal. And though the literacy rate of women has improved in 2011, the number of literacy women attaining higher level of school gradually tends to slow down. You can see in the bar diagram on the right hand side. In this slide, the net enrollment rate of the student in different level of education in the year 2011 is mentioned, and the scenario of a net enrollment rate of women and men student is not different from the literacy rate from the different level of education, which I described in my earlier slide. Now you can see the different faculties which where the men and women are entered according to the population of the Nepal, and the education attainment and involvement is well reflected in the population above the level of school leaving certificate. And in Nepal, according to the National Population Census 2011, men population is higher than the population of women above SLC in all measures of field of education except in health sector. There is 1.3 and there is 1.2. And the majority of the population above SLC are from the business, humanities and education field. The population in engineering, science and mathematics filled together represents less number as both men and women. But women population is in this field is well below the population of men. From the above slides, it is clear that the representation of women students in the STEAM field is very poor in Nepal. And involvement of a private sectors, now there is only one engineering college in Nepal before, but there are many private colleges are open in Nepal. resulted that the rise in the number of the student enrollment, but again the enrollment of women students is still poor, having a private college. And the Ministry of Education reports that the university level enrollment of women in engineering faculty is only 17.4%. And the number has further declined while entering into the professional career. The figure of a professional woman engineer is only 13% out of the total engineer, which is registered in the Nepal Engineering Council. And the status in the government sector is even poor. There are less number of women engineers in government sectors also. And there is only 7 women engineers out of 1,000 in the Department of Local Infrastructure Development and Agriculture Road of the Government of Nepal, which is a major department of a country and who's responsible for infrastructure construction in the Nepal. The organizer told me or sent me that feedback when I submit my abstract. They also told me to, if you compare the Europe compared to Europe to Nepal, then you also highlight the status of women in STEM field in the Europe. So I put this slide here. The scenario of involvement of women and girls both in education and employment in STEM field is not different in Europe also. And according to the EU-funded TWIST project, Tomorrow's Women in Science and Technology, there are only 30% women students in science and engineering faculties. And in comparison to men students, more women students enter the university in the Europe also, but still only 18% are women professors in Europe. And even in the countries like USA, European Union, Brazil, South Africa, Korea, India, Indonesia, which has the world's leading knowledge-based economic presence of women in engineering, physics and computer science is significantly lower and underrepresented. In these countries, women have improved access to science and technology educations, but they could not have increased their numbers in the workforce. And the study conducted by OWSD and WIGST, means Organization for Women in Science for Developing World, Women and Women in Global Science and Technology, the study showed that. And only 12% of women participate in decision making in science, university and corporate sector in these countries. Main scientists dominate in Europe, especially in math and engineering. The study showed the result. I like this slide very interesting because we can see that the number of women who won Nobel Prize has increased since it was started to award from 1901. From 2001 to till 19 women scientists have won the prize. The number in very poor in still field as opposed to number of male scientists. You see the numbers in medicine faculty there is only 12 numbers of women. In chemistry there is 4 and physics there is 2. And math, there is only one woman who got the Nobel Prizes. It reflects the whole scenario of women, where they stand by. The Wise Nepal, a professional network. So now I'm going to give a brief introduction of Wise Nepal. Well, Wise Nepal stands for the Women in Science and Engineering in Nepal. It is informally working in 2014, but it is formally registered in 2016 now. And its goal is to have a better perspectives of women scientists and engineering through their active involvement and participation in science and engineering field in Nepal. And it has two objectives increase networking and knowledge sharing for their professional development in science and engineering field, and also they raise their voice for inclusive and women-friendly policies in their workplace. And to date, the activities which carried out by Wise Nepal till now is it increased the member above 100, and main it doing the advocacy for an orientation to school girl to take STEM field in their future study. And it carried out the survey with the help given by KWSE. And recently now we are totally engaged in the one research project which is funded by UKAID. And the research is about the study on impact of a gender mainstreaming on rural transport sectors in Nepal. This is the study which is carried out by WISE Nepal with the help of KWSE. Now, WISE Nepal carried out three different studies among science and engineering professionals in Nepal. The purpose of study was to assess perceptions of women science and engineering professional on three different aspects that are gender inequality, gender barrier, and glass ceiling. The study was based on the questionnaire developed by APNN. And in this slide, a result of a perception of gender inequality for science and engineering professional is shown. So gender inequality was understood as a discrimination that women face their educational and professional career because of being women. And this is a result one. And this is a result two, difficulties of women professional, difficulties faced by women professional. This slide mentioned about the most significant difficulties that were perceived by women science or engineering professional because of being a woman. For example, 58% mentioned that the work-life balance the most significant difficulty for women to proceed their professional career in a science and engineering field. And similarly, the second most difficulty, the discrimination, is mentioned by most respondent, that is 17%. And similarly, 18% respond that prioritize lack of access of women to senior role as the third problem. They respond, the data is 18%. So it is seen that because of these reasons in Nepal, women engineers often tend to change their field of study from engineering to other faculties like social science, like management, in the master's level. Result three, a gender barrier. And this slide shows the gender barrier perceived by women engineers, professional in STEM field in Nepal. A gender barrier was understood as obstacles that women in STEM experience in the education and professional career because of being women. And for example, 67% favor for the strong policy to solve the gender inequality. Similarly, 26% of them strongly agree that boys are more encouraged in STEM field than girls. And 16% respond that the STEM field is also more difficult for women than men, even with same qualification. The result four, this slide mentioned about attitude perceived towards gender by science and engineering professional in STEM field. That is 66% strongly believe that full gender equality can be achieved only if women are given equal opportunity as men. 21% of them somewhat agreed it, but a majority of the surveyed women professional did not think that for men taking care of financial obligation, that is primary breadwinner of household, and 76% of respondents strongly disagree that the men husband should be given greater power and authority than woman wife to maintain family peace and order. This is the result five, a glass ceiling in the STEM field. And glass ceiling was used to describe the barrier preventing qualified women for advancing within their institutions. And in this slide, 62% of the surveyed women professionals did not agree that there is a difference in mathematical and analytical skill, logical thinking that needs to be occurred for men and women. And other highlighted parts showed that the majority of respondents agreed that there are certain obstacles which stop women go further in their career. For example, 67% of them consider the work-life balance as a handicap for their success. So the results of three different the conclusion of the results of three different surveys shows that there are many difficulties faced by women to promote themselves and go to success in their professional life. I think most of you are aware about the earthquake of the Nepal last 2015 on April, and date was the 15th April 2015, and the magnitude is about 7.8 Richter scale, and the area affected in Nepal, India, China and Bangladesh. And in Nepal, total damage is $10 billion, about 50% of Nepal's nominal GDP. And the casualties that are about 9,000 people died and 22,000 people got injured, and 3.5 million people become homeless. Now the recovery and reconstruction work is ongoing under the support of many governmental, non-governmental and private sectors. And many organizations are trying to involve women engineers, especially in reconstruction work. But women engineers are not unavailable. So it also reflects the scenario of women engineers in Nepal. I think the reason behind this is there is a less number of women engineers which are produced from the university. That is one. And second is there is no intensive provision in the college to the fresh graduate engineers to directly go to the market to get the job. And third one is most of the program are in the rural areas of Nepal, so which is geographically very hard, so women are not prefer I prefer so women are don't go beyond the city in the rural areas of Nepal, so that is also the reason. And after marriage, to maintain the work-life balance, so they tend to their study in the management or other social science, not in the engineering. That is also maybe the other reasons. And not equal pay as men, having the same experience and same qualification to women in Nepal. So that is also another reason that women are not working so much as men in Nepal. Now, we are talking about the policy and practices, and in the policy and practices, in order to improve the current situation, there have some appreciative effort in Nepal. Many government and non-government organizations are adopting the policy of a social inclusion and promoting gender equality. The government of Nepal is adopting the policy of including at least 33% of women in its public service. And many organizations and practicing affirmative action to include women engineers in the workforce, such as providing internship for young women engineers, followed by extended professional opportunity, addressing specific needs for women engineers in the field concerning about their safety and security. And and some of the organizations like Swiss agency are also promoting reservation for women for further professional position at middle and senior levels. Likewise, most of non-government organizations provide preference to marginalized group, including women, for all kinds of vacancy announcement to recruit the women staff. And Wise Nepal is also being active and doing advocacy role in a government school, goal to take the STEAM faculties for their higher education also. And in spite of policy of social inclusion and promoting gender equality in place, its reflection into practice requires more effort also. So there are still some areas to be considered, like in spite of given policies and practice, and there I mentioned the four areas of consider. And the first one is there should be a gender responsive action from a government through education and labor market policies. So women students should be encouraged to pursue their STEAM field, and there should be a provision of scholarship program target at girls and women in STEAM field. Because the education is very expensive in Nepal, if and the scholarship the limit lead seats are very limited in scholarship in the STEAM faculty. So if we have to pay around 7 to 10 lakhs Nepali rupees if we get into the private college to get the education of STEAM or engineering. So it is very expensive. Everybody not afford the money. And other is the role models, women role models from STEAM field need to be promoted. So, and women's looking for them, it helps to in stimulating interest of women students in STEAM related subjects also. And the fourth one is the girls need to be provide career counseling program before they begin to save their career. I think it is starting from the school and mentor from the teachers and the parents as well to take the STEAM faculty. And it is mentoring to that to take the STEAM faculty or engineering faculty. It is good for them. But in Nepal, the trend is so shown that many girls student or girls are going to take science and but they go for biological science, not the physics, math and the chemistry. And most of the girls are going to the humanities or arts subjects, not the STEAM field. So to change the status of a woman in a STEAM field, efforts should be started from the household level by educating parents to give girls children with equal opportunity for science and engineering and technical education as well. So provide adequate support by family members would make women engineers use their time, skill and potential optimally at their works to be able to succeed equally as men. So in order to change the status of women in STEAM field, socio-cultural change is must require, and that the science and society should work together to break the gender barrier. That's it. I finished my presentation, a short presentation, and thank you. And thank you for your kind attention.